We invite you to close your eyes and focus on the energy of your feet. Beneath your feet, there are energetic connections that go deep into Gaia. Feel, sense, visualize the roots of a tree connecting from your feet down into Gaia. And then feel the energy that comes from Gaia, that peace, traveling up those roots, up through your body. You are like a trunk of a tree, a peace tree. And then traveling up through your branches, the energy of peace continues. And just like the leaves of a tree evaporate moisture into the air and the atmosphere, in this moment, feel, sense, or visualize the evaporation of eternal peace carried through you to the atmosphere, radiating out, so that those on the planet who may not be necessarily peaceful in this moment receive it from you. You are a peace transmitter. And know that every human on the planet is designed to receive the transmissions of this peace. We thank you for being the peace tree on a world that needs it now more than ever before. And so, beautiful trees of peace, let us now invite Kryon, the Magnetic Master.
Have you ever heard of the Forever Soul Agreement? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I'll bet you haven't. Dear ones, in order to explain this, I'll start by telling you this. It's one of the most beautiful things I have ever channeled. The Forever Soul Agreement. I don't know if you are aware, but as you sit there, perhaps listening to this channeling, there's two of you, really. The esoteric one and the 3D one, and they are one and the same. But you might say one is the more human one and the other one is the soul. Your soul is not on the other side of the veil. Your soul is with you while you're here and on the other side of the veil. Your soul can be many places at once because it's a divine soul. It's a multidimensional soul. It's the esoterics of you. But there truly are two of you. And part of the, you might say, teaching of the times is for you to get into that soul place. The entire circle of 12 is based around that exact premise, discovering that you are a soul as well as that which is a sentient human being on the planet. You are both. As you start to peel that onion, we say, of who you are, this is where you get to that soul part and you start to realize there are things that you would seem perhaps to think are impossible that you can create and be and do. This is where the miracles come from. When you start allying the two yous, the human you and the soul you. So now that we have that premise established, there is indeed a soul agreement, and you may not be aware of it. Let's start by getting very 3D. I want all the mothers listening to come with me perhaps in a little journey of exposure of what you might do with your children if you could, if anything was possible through the veil, through life and death. When you have a child, especially one that you have brought up and you love so much, what's the best gift you could ever give them? I will tell you, Mom, what if you could face off with them and say, listen, dear, just because life is life, I will probably depart before you do. And there'll come a day when I have my last breath and you say goodbye to me. What if you didn't have to? Here is my sole promise to you. I have an agreement with you, child of mine, and here it is, that I will be with you in some soul form, next to you, the whole time, until your last breath. What kind of a gift do you think that would be? An awesome one. That would be a gift of love and hope. Imagine that. Did you know that agreement exists between souls? On this planet, especially those who are related to one another, who come in with the same bloodline. I don't know if you've heard this before, but I have spoken of it many times. I've given it probably another name, but this truly is a forever soul agreement. If you were to tell your children, especially the ones who will miss you so greatly, that this agreement exists, wouldn't it be a setup also for them to find you in some way when you passed? This would give them permission, because you are saying to them, my soul will be with you until your last breath, forever in your world. This particular agreement, dear ones, also goes another way, and that is soul to soul, even if your child doesn't know it, if perchance they should go first. They have the same agreement with you. They are here, and they are around you, waiting for you to find them. But you have to go into this state where it is soul to soul instead of human to soul. This is where the circle of 12 comes in. In every single circle of 12 now for all of these years, we have given you a premise, and the premise is this, is that both your soul and your humanism exist together in one place. But you can travel between those worlds, you might say, of esoteric, beyond the veil, and humanism in 3D, and you can do it easily. And we have then constructed the metaphor of a bridge for you to be on and go between. We're going to do the same thing tonight, as you'll see, perhaps with a different little twist. But what we are truly talking about is agreements between souls. Now, if you really want to get complicated, most of you don't, but you should understand that there is something even called soul sharing. We have channeled on that and taught on that. And that's not the subject of today, but what it means that the soul is not what you would say linear. It's not singular. The soul, like so many multidimensional things, can be many places at once, even parts of other souls. So you can have yourself as a soul that is independent, stands alone, and it's your soul, your name goes here, but it's also over there. It also may be over there with someone else. Now, here's why I tell you this. Because those who are exceptionally linear hearing this message will object. And they'll say this, well, crying, it really can't be that way. Because when I pass over the veil, my children, I'm telling them I'm going to be here all their lives. Well, I am going to also want to reincarnate back into this planet. Now, how can I be then reincarnating in this planet and be another human being and also around my child who is then getting older? That can't be right. And I will say to you, human being, you have missed everything I've talked about. This beautiful creator of yours, I'll say it again, can talk to a trillion people all at once, billions all at once, can sit beside them, hold their hand, call their name, and help them. That is what you would call the essence of the attribute of God. That's who you know as God. Everything is possible. So if you have a divine soul, which is a piece of the Creator, those specific attributes remain. So you can be in multiple places at the same time without it interfering one with another. Yes, you can go to the other side, you can stay with your child, you can reincarnate, you can walk the earth as another soul and still be with your children. Now, to make this really exceptionally interesting, sometimes you reincarnate into the same family. That means here you are with your soul showing up in the same bloodline at the same time you're with your child who is growing older. Don't complicate it, dear ones. It is a love connection. It is a love promise. It's a love agreement. That's all there is. There is love here for you. Can you sit and see just how beautiful this arrangement is, this agreement is? You are going to be with those you love until their last breath. Why don't you let them know that? Why don't you let them know that? So they won't think it's impossible. So they will grieve less. And then, why don't you then understand for yourself? Perhaps you can show up and let them know you're there when you're gone. I'm crying in love with all of you. And so it is.